Perek Chavdala, the 24th chapter, Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah, Lili Mishmas, Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Yosef, Mr. Izzel Shindelheim, Oliver Shalom. The Mishnah begins, Matirin Pekiye Amir Lifnei Vehema. A person may loosen bundles of sheaves in front of one's animal. These are sheaves of corn. It is permissible to loosen them on Shabbos for an animal. The reason is because these sheaves, as long as they are tied, it is not really considered food, and it cannot be eaten, and therefore to loosen them in order to prepare food for the animal would be permitted. Fas pisin es ha kifin, and a person would be allowed to separate and to scatter and to untie these kifin, which are called moist cedar roots. And a person would be allowed to separate them for one's animal. Because again, this is what makes them fit for consumption for the animal. Avalo es hazirin. However, one may not separate on Shabbos for an animal zirin, which are bundles of straw that were actually tied with three different knots. And the reason why it is forbidden to untie them is because zirin have these three knots, and it would be considered excessive to untie them to spread them out. As opposed to previous bundles, which only had two knots, these have three, and they're so packed together that just by loosening them, they'd almost spread them out on their own. And to excessively untie them and to spread them out is deemed unnecessary. It's tircha yisera. It is more work than needed, and therefore forbidden to spread out on Shabbos for one's animal. Imir raskin loas ha-shachas v'loas hay Charuvin lifnei vehema, bein daka bein gasa. It is prohibited on Shabbos to chop up grain that is not yet fully grown, young corn, is young grains for an animal, or carob pods. And the reason is because it requires them to be chopped up excessively for them to become edible for an animal. Regardless whether this person, whether this farmer is chopping them up for a large or a small animal, if this is considered tircha yisera, it is considered unnecessary to do an excessive work on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, however, mater b'cheruvin ladaka. Rabbi Yehuda, however, permits the chopping up of these small pods by an animal for an animal on Shabbos. The reader feels that since this animal's teeth are quite small and it cannot really eat this food unless it's chopped up, feels that it is necessary to go through this extra mile for a behema daka. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Chavdalid, Mishnah Gimel, the 24th chapter, the 3rd Mishnah. We are continuing to deal with how may one provide food for one's animals, what is considered appropriate, and what is considered too much work, too taxing, which would not be appropriate to do on Shabbos. In ofin es hagamal, person is not permitted to stuff a camel. What they used to do, they used to overly feed camels before they would go out on a journey, and that would be considered inappropriate to overstuff an animal. That's considered excessive labor. The low dorsin. And also, not only is it prohibited to stuff an animal, it is also usher to forcibly stuff food down its throat. Aval malitin. However, it is permissible to feed the animal as much food as it's able to swallow simply by putting food into the animal's mouth and having them eat it in the regular way. But to overly stuff it, to forcibly cram food in its mouth, that is considered usur to do. Ve'in mamrim es ha'agalim, aval mal'itim. Also, a person may not stuff a calf. A person may not stuff food down a calf in a manner that would make it in a way they wouldn't reject it. Again, how this is done, the animal would lie down, they would add food, mix it with some water, almost stuff it down their throat. That's considered tircha yisera, additional too much excessive labor, and that's asur. However, just to feed the animal to actually take the food and put the food in the animal's mouth in the regular way, that would be permitted to do. Umhaltin latarnagolim. A person may stuff food into the mouths of fowl, of chickens. That is permissible. Vinosni mayim la mursan. And it is also permitted to add water to what's called coarse bran in order to feed animals. Avalo govlin. But to take the water and take this bran and mix it together and knead it together, that would be prohibited, again, considered excessive work. This extra stage of kneading is considered excessive, and therefore usher to do on Shabbos. Ein nosi mayim lifnei devorim lifnei yonim shebeshovach. It is usher to leave water out, to spread water out by bees, or before doves that are in a dove coat. The reason is because bees and doves are able to fly around, they're able to travel. They're able to travel to a lake, they're able to travel to a body of water in order to drink. And therefore, by you going out and watering, providing water for them, that is considered excessive labor and usur on Shabbos. However, nosin lifnei avarzin v'sarnegodin v'lifnei yonei hardesios. However, be permitted to leave out water, to put out water for geese and for fowls, which are domesticated, or does, which are also domesticated. And the reason why, to leave out water for domesticated animals, estimated, is because they don't usually fly away from the home, and therefore, the only way they're able to drink, the only way they're able to provide sustenance, is for the owner to provide for them. They do not have the ability to go out into the wild and to try and find food on their own. And therefore, it would not be considered excessive work on Shabbos for the owner to provide water and a little bit of food for them, and therefore it is mutter to do on Shabbos. But for animals which are not domesticated, to go and to try and feed them and to provide water for them, that is considered excessive work, which is not necessary for the animal's survival, and usur to do on Shabbos.